You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now. He's committed himself to a lifetime of service on the Grammar Police Force, period.
And a very good morning to you all. James Joyce, you might have heard of him. No, he wasn't the linebacker with the Green Bay Packers. No, Joyce was arguably the greatest novelist of the 20th century. And also one of the most difficult to read, I hear you add. Ah, but yes, the Irish and their love of literature. Someone asked me recently if it was true that you could walk into practically any pub in Ireland and you'd be guaranteed that sitting up there at the bar counter, supping on a pint of Guinness, you'd find poets and playwrights and novelists, which of course is actually true, you would. Except that in any other country, they'd just be known as drunks. But getting back to Joyce, and incidentally, before I forget, I've always had it in mind to start up a reading group with a view to getting some people together who've harboured the notion that one day they should tackle Joyce. A sort of group therapy to help lift the veil on him, to see what all the fuss is about, to see if he's really brilliant. Or am I just stupid? But I digress, and so for the third time I'll begin again by saying one thing I do know about Joyce was that he hated speech marks in writing, or as we call them at home, inverted commas. Joyce used to actually call them perverted commas. Joyce, of course, went on to break many rules in his writing, and if you've ever tried to read one of his books, you might have come across his style of stream of consciousness, whereby he'd write a few pages without a period. Oh, long, rambling, meandering, fanciful sentence fragments and clauses that tumble, cascade, and butt up against one another, which may have cost him the Nobel Prize for Literature, because he never won it. But lest we forget, his use, or misuse, you might say, of punctuation was deliberate. If only the same could be said of sign writers. And of course, it's not just sign writers. People everywhere, everywhere make the most egregious errors of punctuation, and 'tis enough to make this schoolteacher here go back to my old job of clubbing baby seals to death. As Lynn Truss, the author of Eats, Shoots and Leaves, that classic book on punctuation, admonishes, sticklers of the world, unite. And maybe we should. Maybe we ought to start a crusade to have poor punctuators punished, publicly pilloried, and the stocks. Let them eat cake that's been made out of a kit that comes out of a box. That'll learn them. I mean, come on. I can teach second grade kids how to use an apostrophe. Well, I can teach most of them. But every time I go outside my door, there's an apostrophe where there shouldn't be one, and where there ought to be one, there isn't. It's enough to give a grown man piles. And that's just one item of punctuation, the apostrophe. Admittedly, it is the most publicly offensive one. But then there's also commas. Is the star-spangled banner red, white and blue? Or is it red, white and blue? It all depends on where you put the commas. And incidentally, how do you spell star-spangled banner? With or without a comma? With or without a hyphen? Maybe two hyphens? You see, this is why I have chosen radio as a medium for spouting off when I'm not spouting off sitting on top of a high stool in a licensed premises. Because if I had to put my thoughts on pen and paper and then have them printed in the local Bowyer Times or Shreveport Chronicle, well, it wouldn't look good, would it, to be railing against the plebs, the great unwashed, if I myself couldn't punctuate my way out of a paper bag. One. I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.